Hello and welcome back to Bricks and Banner, the show with real talk from the custom LEGO community. I'm your host, as always, Billy, and this episode is a doozy. But before we start off with that, I want to give a huge thank you to everyone who supported the last episode. I'm really glad that you guys enjoyed the episode with Joe from Citizen Bricks so much. And as always, if you're curious to see some of the things that are referenced in this episode, head on over to the Instagram page that's bricks_and_banter to check out this episode's wrap-up post, and it'll contain images pertaining to some of the things we discussed. Now, with all that out of the way, let me tell you, this podcast almost made me quit. If they weren't all of my good friends, I'm telling you right now that this podcast would not exist anymore. This is the first episode to require two takes to complete, but that is really no fault of my guest. I should have been more prepared, and I put a lot more faith in us longtime friends being able to come up with dumb stuff to talk about for over an hour. And I was wrong. That was misguided faith. And that's not to say there wasn't some great moments, though, from the first recording. So I've made sure to include those in the beginning, and then it transitions into the second recording, which went far smoother and is entirely what you would expect from the average Bricks and Banner episode. There's a lot of guests on this episode, so I apologize in advance for any confusion, and there's frequent strong language used, so viewer discretion advised, I suppose. With all that said, enjoy my conversation with the Builder Collective, Itlog. And we're here with some members of Itlog. Rest in peace, Peter Warbricks. God bless you. I think he's fallen asleep. But yeah, we're here. We're going to go down the list, introduce yourselves, starting off with Jake.
What's up? I'm Jake. I'm a spiky guy on Instagram. I've been in the community for a couple years now. Started in like 2016. And yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Next up, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Will, 10 Dinosaurs. Been on the block for a while.
Oh. What the fuck? You said introduce yourself, and then you just cut to this.
Oh, damn. My God.
Damn, he's been on the block.
That's really he's been around. Ain't been up on the block in a minute.
Fuck you guys.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Real OG hours.
I guess we're back to square one.
Thanks for your contribution, Will. Moving on, we have Liam.
God damn it.
Ain't no way that this is the intro for us. No.
Yes. Yes. We're rolling now, Will.
Okay. I'm Liam, Raisin Bricks. I haven't been here very long, since like 2017. Yeah.
Some might say he's not been up on the block.
He's not been on the block at all.
Bro, no. we gotta reshoot this.
No, we're keeping it in there.
Also, keep the part about the bait and keeping it in, please.
Oh, of course. No, of all course. Right,
anyways,
keep it raw.
And I'm Caleb Neighborhood Bricks on Instagram and the YouTube.
The famous YouTuber.
Now, yeah. Caleb's been on the block. For sure.
Oh, dude, my block is like 5 years long.
Caleb fucking built the block.
Yeah, I actually made a tutorial about it.
We're missing Wyatt. We're missing Skyler.
Peter's Warbricks. Yeah, Wyatt's WMX Productions.
Xander,
and Ethan.
Oh yeah, Ethan for sure.
Ryan.
Legendary member. Legendary member.
Ryan's just there to be comedic. Like,
I thought we let him
that's
in.
That's his purpose.
Mr. Bobek.
He's honorary at least.
Rubricks. Squid.
No, we gave him the badge at Break Fair or something like that.
All right. So, what is Itlog?
Itlog was a shitty joke that Jake and I made back in like 2017.
Mainly me. Pretty much only me. I started this from the ground up. It was like Brick Fair 18.
Never mind, just Jake.
And we wanted to start a lug because why not? We were like 13 years old. We were wanting to really like fit in and do whatever. So we started Itlug. It was just me, Caleb, and Will at first. And then we let Peter in shortly after. And then
what a mistake.
Yeah, biggest mistake we ever made. And it like stayed pretty small for a while, like only us four. We like talked to a lot of people for a bit, but then we added like Liam. Oh, we forgot Leo. Leo's an ILEC too.
Of course.
How'd you play
he has not been on the block for very long. He's actually pretty new to the block. He's like the youngest guy out of all of us. Best wow. builder out right now, honestly. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, true.
He's insane. The stuff he's working on right now is groundbreaking. I can will take it away for the next part.
Yeah, what's the next part?
This sucks. This is really bad.
Yeah, we decided to cut the wrong person to record this podcast. Yo,
Jake, you can't give me a segue and then just build a ramp up to nothing.
See, just like improvise. Just like go with the flow.
It's jazz.
Bro, this
dude.
Is Stairway to Heaven, but I'm just falling off at the top.
If you've been on the block long enough to like know what to do now.
Oh, so like, are we talking about ILUG lore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, so, like, we just kind of started it. Like, you know, it was just, like, a group of homies back at Brick Fair, what, 18? Yeah. And we just kind of started it because, like, you know, who doesn't want to be in a semi-exclusive, super cool LUG?
I can't wait for him to repeat everything Jake just said.
This podcast is just us fucking dogging on you.
Oh, Will is sweating profusely right now.
I swear, Billy, this episode is gonna have fucking like negative views on it. This is the worst intro ever.
It's absolutely what I expected.
No, but we haven't been building. Actually, there's like remnants of the next year's collab that me and Liam have put together. Nothing like serious, just like little like ideas, just some techniques that we want to use, but nothing of real substance. Just I'm pretty busy, Liam's pretty busy, Will has no excuse, he has jack shit, but he doesn't build. Speaking of Will,
let's go to Will with the news.
No, Will, no, I saw the
is he there?
No, he's gone. Like, I think it's like sister walked in or something.
All right. Okay. Liam, you know what?
Can we just wait for Will to come back?
Liam just gets going, and then everyone just has to shit on him.
You know what?
Throw the train off.
I'm just gonna segue, I guess, again. Just making more commentary.
Let's just cut the part where Will's not here.
Yes.
Yeah. There's gonna be a lot of editing. Yeah. If I can make a semblance of it.
I apologize, like, Billy, for all the editing you're about to
do. Don't apologize. This is all on me. I'm really...
Reschedule. Could you ask the community to ask this question?
Yeah, we could do that.
Reschedule?
I mean, you can salvage some parts of this.
We could have... There's at least 30 minutes of this solid.
Can we make it so we had to reschedule as like part of it?
My hamster died.
It's like two different pods. This is what's stuck.
I just realized that wasn't a joke.
Wait, is that a joke or is that not?
Bro, he's fucking dead.
Oh my god! Holy shit.
How'd he die? Hamsters always die in like an obscure way.
No, like we just found him dead.
I'm sorry, Will.
I'm sorry.
Did he die like in the monkey ball?
Are you okay?
I'm gonna stop.
I don't know, he just kind of kicked the bucket. Like, there was a note that said, fuck this, I'm out. And he's gone.
Oh my god. Is that excuse to reschedule?
Yes, please.
Holy shit.
I mean, I think I have one last bit I can try to get us to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Shut the fuck up, Caleb.
If you want me, fine. If you want to quit, I think
what is it?
Some decent stuff.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Oh no. don't know. I was just saying, like, one thing I've been noticing about, like, my own posts and looking back at my own feed is that, like, especially camera quality can just make a good build look like total dog shit. Like, I've archived so many posts in the past, like, year, and even, like, the past week. Like, I just have, like, 10 posts left over that I am kind of proud of. Like, you can see somebody, like, a super good camera who just gets, I guess, it just makes their build look better. I don't know, even if it's not that good. Christ.
Caleb, thank you for transitioning from my hamster dying to your tangent about your camera quality, dog.
I was just trying to talk about Lego shit. I'm done. I'm giving up.
I'm so sorry, guys. It's a metaphor. We'll come back strong this time.
You know what? Fuck the hamster.
You can't say that shit.
Bro, I'm just sad because it's been like a year. I thought it would live a little longer.
That's actually weak.
Get a better hamster.
Dude, your hamster's bitch made.
Dude, no, facts. Like, I'm gonna go to this store and ask for a refund, like, tomorrow.
You walk in and slam it on the counter. This shit expired. I need a new one.
So, are we gonna include the hamster?
Absolutely.
No, Billy, we can open the next one with. After a tragic occurrence, we are
Dude,
back.
What if we hold a memorial next one?
So unfortunately, guys, Will's hamster has died due to being bitch made.
Dude, honestly, Will's hamster took a sacrifice to, like, make this work. Right, yeah. This is feeling
so good. Billy, is this confirmation that we're just going to reschedule?
I think so, man.
All right, man. Well, it's a little late for me, so, like, just don't add me to some Discord so I can hang and chat with you all later, bro. I'm going to go to bed.
And that concludes the first recording. Both of those bits were just too good to not see the light of day, so we had to use that as a bit of a, you know, a cold open, a preface to the real podcast, the full episode. In the second recording, Caleb, a.k.a. Neighborhood Bricks, was unable to record with us, but Peter, a.k.a. War Bricks, who was supposed to be in the first recording, was able to make it, so there's going to be a little bit of a switch, but it still goes into a typical intro, and hopefully that'll help even more so get you acclimated to everybody's voice. With all that said, enjoy the rest of the podcast. Podcast, take two, new guests. We have Peter on, redoing the intro. Starting off with you, Will. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. My name's Will, and I'm 10 Dinosaurs. Been around since, like, 2017, I want to say.
Oh, shoot. So you've been on the block for a minute, huh?
Yeah. One
could say that.
All right. Very good. Glad to have you. Next up's Liam.
Yep. I'm Liam. I'm raising bricks. I've been around since, like, 2017.
Awesome. Peter?
Hi guys, I'm Peter. My at is War Bricks, and I've been around since 2017.
Lots of 2017s. Jake?
And I'm Jake, spiky guy. I've been around since 2016.
No, dude.
Oh.
You are not.
I have the post, my first post. I'll send it to the podcast.
Oh,
chat
yeah,
right
the like the winter one.
Yeah, I've been on the block the longest, actually. Other than Billy.
Fuck you.
All right, and that's all the Itlug members we have. RIP to Caleb. He made it into the first cut and not the second. Do you guys want to go run down the other members of Itlug that aren't present?
Yeah, so we got Wyatt, WMX Productions, Skyler, Raiders Bricks, Leo, Mechanics Lego, and
Big Legends.
Xander, Amaze Bricks.
Hell yeah, absolutely.
Also, big shout out to Ethan. What's his at? Like Historish Lego or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Nick Lober, Parvis Magna Builds.
Yep. Don't forget Seth.
Seth. Dude, Seth's account is like non-existent, so it doesn't matter.
Did we mention Ryan Bubek?
Ryan Bubek! Bubek!
Mr. Bubek.
I completely
put respect
on
his name.
What's his account? How about?
Base Bricks.
Brobricks?
Bricks? I thought it was Base Bricks. My bad.
It is Brobricks.
Yeah, wow. You're not a real Bubek fan, Jake. Damn.
My bad.
You think you know somebody. All right, man. So getting into it, we'll just start again, top down, same order. Just go a bit deeper, like a brief summary of how you got into the custom side of Lego and really the big, the larger community. So starting with you, Will.
All right. So, I mean, I always liked, like, as a kid, when I first got my Lego set, I remember, like, thinking, oh man, this is really cool, and I feel like I might stick this out for a while. And then I think around maybe fifth or fourth grade, I saw my first Keshin 8 video, like that iconic Call of Duty video.
Oh, like, shoot.
I was like, oh my god, these like custom guns look amazing. And that's how I kind of like went down the rabbit hole of discovering what Brick Arms was. And then my mom, who knew I was really into the whole scene, was like, oh son, there's a thing called Brick Fair. You wanna give it a check out? And then we did. And that's where I found like Citizen Brick, Brick Mania, and all that. So that's where it really started. And for the better part of middle school, I think it was just me, like, you know, being a kid, just like messing around with it, playing with it. And then eighth grade, that's when I started my account, but I didn't really post on it. And then my freshman year of high school, I started making like little combos here and there and really starting to get into it. And that's when I started branching out and meeting other people.
Awesome. It's always been only been up since. You're one of the dudes I've known for actually a long time and scammed at first time meeting you.
It was
all good.
Many are saying this, yeah.
Many well-documented accounts.
Billy doing what he does best.
On to you, Liam.
I guess I sort of started to get into it in and around 2017 when I got a Tomcat 15 video in my YouTube recommended.
Big shout out to Tom.
Yeah. Prior to that, I wasn't really aware of the custom Lego community. Like, I'd gotten Lego sets when I was like a kid. But other than that,
shut up. Will. You're going so good.
God damn it.
There's so many chats that that's just gonna be a collage in the wrap up. Like, anyways, keep going, Liam. You're good.
God damn it. Okay. Yeah, so I had like gotten like Lego sets when I was a kid, but you know, I hadn't really gotten into like Brick Arms and Brick Mania and stuff like that. So a little bit after that, I started like following like Brick Mania on like Instagram and stuff. And shortly after that, I got an account, and I think I posted first in like 2018, I think April. And from there, I was just sort of like just branched out and started talking to new people, started getting into like lugs and stuff.
Word.
All right. Up to you, Mr. Warbricks.
Okay, so I remember I always liked like the military aspect of it, of Lego. I remember like some of the first things that I saw of like the custom side was like those Halo animations on YouTube, like the Lego ones.
Mm.
And I like looked into Brick Arms a little bit, but not too much. So I would just kind of lurk with that. And then eventually I started watching Caleb's videos, actually, and that kind of got me into the military scene. Like, I would literally be like home and I'd be googling like some of these builds. I think it was like sixth or seventh grade, but I'd be googling some of these like custom vehicles, and I'd see like there's a lot of stuff from Flickr, but I didn't actually know what Flickr was at the time,
right?
But I would just be looking at that stuff, and it was really cool. And then I kind of just made a Flickr and then Instagram, and I just kind of started building like my
didn't you
there.
Didn't you enter into one of Caleb's YouTube content?
Yeah, no, I did. That was like one of the first like builds that I like did and like posted. I need to find it because I still have all my videos on YouTube. I just haven't privated.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Like, I could totally pull that up.
So you started, you try to get on the YouTube ground too? Like,
yeah, I did YouTube for a while. I mean, like, I still have my account. I still have, like, 300-ish subs, but, like, I just kind of stopped. It was, like, a lot of work to just keep up posting with it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
The YouTube community is really interesting when it came to Lego back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's elsewhere now.
Yeah.
It's too bad. All right. On to you, Jake.
All right. I have, like, a similar start to Peter. Like, I was like lurking for a long time on like Google Images of all things. I just Google like World War II
yeah.
look.
Word? Yeah.
Military.
Yeah.
Really?
But I was like familiar with Brick Arms from a young age because my cousin used to be into like the Halo stuff back then.
He used
like,
to he be told Brick me about, Arms.
Like, dude, he was Brick Arms.
He was Brick Arms. But he used to like I found out about Toy Wiz. Like, I thought Toy Wiz was, like, the only distributor of brick arms ever. And but I watched a lot of YouTube videos too, like the Keshin 8 videos of like the Call of Duty and Lego. I was a big fan of like Peyton series, X39's like building series, and like Caleb, of course. He was like a big one for me getting into it all. But yeah, I also like the YouTube start, and then I made a Flickr and Instagram about the same time. And I just was building from there. Just I built a D-Day mock, I built a Bastogne mock, just the stuff you build when you're 13 years old getting into Lego.
Typical. Dude, Toy Wiz was really sick. They actually had like their physical location in New Jersey, and I had stopped there like once or twice and actually was able to buy brick arms like in person. It's a great experience.
Yeah, there's a Bricks and Minifigs near my house, like 20 minutes away. They sell brick arms there. They have like a weak selection, like the weakest selection possible, but all the little kids can get in the brick arms in person now.
Gotta teach them while they're young.
Dude, while we're on memory lane, I think we should all remember, I don't know, maybe like you guys don't, but a big part was GI Brick.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
When did they shut down?
They went under like, what, 2 years ago, I think?
No, it was way like long. Three
Dude,
or
that's
four.
Pandemic. That's pre-demic. Oh my god, yeah, like it's like four or five ago. At three, this four, point, man.
3-4 years ago, yeah. But I remember that's where I bought my first custom figure. It was the Spectre figure from Eclipse Graphics. And I thought it was so cool as a kid.
Yeah, that's a great piece. Dude, GI Brick was absolutely the best. Every season with the freebies.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. And I never actually really got into it because, like, as a kid, I won't lie, my parents were a little bit stingy about buying, like, these third-party things because they always thought, like, ain't no way. They're just, like, very, like, precautious people. So they'd always, like, be telling me, like, son, 100% a scam. And I just kind of grew up like, maybe it is a scam. So I kind of missed out on a small bit of this stuff. But getting into it now, like, I'm very glad that I got to have some parts that I did.
Totally.
I relate to Will in that, like, my parents were just like, why is this, like, piece of plastic, like, $6. We're not buying this for you.
Yeah, and then now it's the stuff that you miss out on that resells for like ridiculous amounts. Yeah.
Oh my god. Back in the day, there's so much stuff I could have or have had that I just let go for nothing at
all. For like $20. I'll be like, yeah, here's this MRU Oakley for $20.
Especially at Brick Fair where it's like, dude, if you just literally buy me a McDonald's burger after this, like you could have it.
Not you, Billy. You're always on the come up Brick Fair. You were like helping Bubek out, being like, I'm not going to scam you. I'm not going to scam you.
And then I scammed them.
You ran his pockets. You ran his pockets dry.
Dude, look at all this Gucci Mane fig. I mean, it's not that rare, man. But
it's not really that rare. Best I could do is 50. Yo, Will, when you send it, selling me Humongous, it's not that rare.
It's really not that rare, dude.
I don't think you need it, honestly.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you were quitting? Come on.
Dude, I said I'm quitting to Jake like 30 times within the past like 2 days. Like, we'll be sitting there in the call like doing something, like playing Fortnite or something. I'll just be like, Jake, I'm gonna be real with you, dog. I think this is it.
Jake, so he's just like, shut up.
Dude, I don't care.
After my last post, I honestly might. I don't think I could top it, so I might as well just end on a high note.
Just
sell the rest of the collection after this.
No, but, like, everybody has this arc. Like, even Liam at some point was like, guys, I'm so sick of Lego.
Yes.
And then he built a
leading
tree.
Up to Brick Fair.
No, and then he built a tree and was geeking out about Sega.
It happens. It comes and goes. Do you guys think there was a future where you completely let go of Lego?
Or
is it something you hope to have, even if it's in a smaller capacity in the future?
I think eventually I'll, like, fade out of the community when I, like, become an adult, become a real adult, not
when you stop being a virgin.
I guess. but, like, I think I'm always going to, like, have an appreciation for, like, sets as a whole. Like, I'll probably buy some, like, Star Wars sets when I'm 50 years old, like, hating my life. Buy, like, a cool UCS set to, like,
buy,
forget
like,
about
$100 AT-AT.
Yeah. Good financial decision.
Only the best financial decisions.
Yeah, no, I think I always have like a small capacity for it. Like even now, I don't really like I haven't touched my Legos since Brick Fair pretty much. But like, I haven't really wanted to sell any of my CV or like parts or anything, because like, I figure that I'll get back into it at some point. So
right. All right. Moving on a bit. Obviously, the collective of you are here because you are members of ITLUG. How did ITLUG get started?
Oh boy.
So Brick Fair 2018 was like the start of ITLUG as a whole, but this group started before that in like, I guess early 2018, would you say? Was BeaterLUG.
Oh my god, dude.
big deep cut BeaterLUG. Cello Redivo, myself, Peter, Will, who at the time was Fiery Spaghetti. Yeah.
I missed that name, man.
Alex, was it Alex?
Yeah. Yeah, Alex, yeah.
But We Builds era. We Builds.
Oh, Legos. Yeah.
Chad Alex.
Good times.
Peak Alex right there.
When Alex was based.
No, but it was like us four, or us, whatever, however many people there were. But that kind of like faded into obscurity because it was like a total like meme lug.
Yeah. I did not have any part in naming that.
It was all Peter's idea.
No.
And then Brick Fair came along and we were like, after Brick Fair 2018, we're like, we need to start a lug. Like, we need to be the next Thug Lug. Like, Thug Lugs, fucking, they're quitting. They're done. We need to be them. Whatever. Because we used to really be, like, big Thug Lug dick riders back then. Admittedly.
Yeah.
We were. And so we came with ITLUG. The name comes from, we were saying, like, I bet a lot. Because it was 2018. So it just kind of stuck.
His name really hasn't aged well, but.
But now there's two eyes because the first account was deleted from Instagram for a random reason.
It
was just really unfortunate discrimination, honestly.
Yeah.
Some view ITLUG as a terrorist organization. Maybe that's why.
Some might say it's a psyop.
A total psyop. But that's like the foundation of it. It was only me, Caleb, Will at first. We let Peter like a week later.
Fuck yeah.
And then we let Raiders in. And after Raiders, it was like Wyatt and him at the exact same time, basically. Wyatt just like got an informal invitation.
Yeah.
Then Liam and Xander came along at the same time at like Brick Fair 19. And then we let Leo in a few months ago.
Yeah.
That's basically new the history lore. Of ITLUG. That's the deep lore everyone's talking about.
Hell yeah. So with ITLUG, of course, being formed at Brick Fair and all that, you guys would often collaborate with each other, and that's typically the goal coming around each year is that you all get together for a build. So this last year, Brick Fair 2021, you had the Ludendorff Bridge. How did that come together for you guys?
Jeez. So that was really last minute, to be honest. I think we finalized it like, what would you say, Jake? Like 4 months before Brick Fair?
Not even. I'd say like either May or June is when we like really set it in stone that this is what we have to do.
Yeah. And then everyone kind of started scrambling to get their stuff together. I think Caleb, Jake, and Liam were like the fastest with putting their stuff together. I literally built all four of my plates for the collab like 2 days before I had to leave to the con.
Typical.
Yeah. Typical. Well, listen, in my defense, I had to wait on a lot of parts. Like those rent pieces that I use in the bridge, I had to buy one. There's like each Bricklink store only had one, so I had to like buy them individually.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, but yeah, I put that together last minute. Probably it was like 80% done. Like there's pretty basic terrain. I just wanted to get it done because I knew we could have put like
your plates were 80% done, Peter.
70 to 80%,
Peter. Like Peter, Jake and I were like,
hey, Jake and I were like something like ones. That, man. Something like that.
Jake and I were like the only ones involved with like planning, like, and that was like 4 months before.
Yeah,
like we were like yelling at Peter to like get his shit done.
Dude, hey, I got it done. And we worked on it at the con, and it ended up pretty decent.
No, I remember just being in a call with Jake, and Jake's like, yeah, I've been watching some Beyond the Brick interviews recently, and I watched NASA, and they're like, yeah, we started putting our stuff together, like, pretty late, you know, like,
April, like, and it was like May at the time. And we were like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, we were like, oh, a little late. But
if you don't start your build 2 weeks before, you're honestly not a real fan.
Yeah,
you're just we've been saying that we were going to plan this year's collab since like 3 months ago. We've been saying we're going to do like 2022's collab soup. We're going to plan it out so we can start building because we're all busy. Yet to be planned.
Yeah,
it is yet to be planned, and we have like 6 months.
We have a while. Wow. We got
so much
time right now.
Yeah, we got so much time until there's a month left.
Yeah, time to procrastinate for like July.
Yeah,
so we did last year. Dude, July was like grind month, and it was so awful because of just like the plates that Jake and I had were literally like building sideways with like hinges and shit like that, and it would have been fine if it was like normal layering, but like trying to fit those pieces together was just like awful and tiring. To like do for like hours, you know?
And also just like finding time, especially in the summer. Like despite what like most people think, we actually have friends outside of Lego. So
we have lives.
This is a very controversial take. I'm not sure.
This is the biggest like Itluck secret that's coming out, that we're not all losers.
I mean, maybe not. Maybe Peter. Like
fuck you, Liam. Loser, but...
No, it's just like finding time to like build and like truly like get into the groove of things. It's hard because I know there's some people who just like pick up bricks and build whatever, but like I forget how to build after amount of time, like because I don't build for 6 months at a time every year.
No, I'm scared.
You are like a seasonal builder. It's like a unique thing. Like you legitimately only come in like half the year.
Dude, I'm scared to start my next build because like I actually haven't built something in so long, so I don't even know where the fuck to start. But
my motivation only lasts for like a week until it like dies again for like a month, and then comes back for a week again.
How do you guys typically brainstorm or get inspiration for what the next collaboration will be?
We got this year, last year's idea from Nick, because that's what Italy was originally going to be. We just kind of like do things that we think are cool and that we think could be a good build.
Yeah.
We don't want to like have a repeat of some couple of our old collabs that were just like fields, because we realized that like that shit is lame. Like that sucks.
We try to focus. It's not so much the theme. Like we don't really care too much about that. It's more of like how can we find some like unique take on this type of build, or like what can we do that's gonna like really stand out.
Mm-hmm. Like we could have a theme that's like really basic, like World War II, or like World War I, I guess, but what matters is that there's like unique landscaping or just something about the build that like makes it stand out, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of what we did with Ludendorff. Like,
Like the battle actually.
Yeah,
it has a distinctive.
And a tunnel, like just very distinct things at the location. And two towers, but you know,
doesn't build. One and a half.
It's blown out. It's blown out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's important to differentiate from just the like massive green terrain, and you could just say it's from anywhere and reuse it for five different scenes.
Those are the best builds.
So painful.
It's about the layering. You just don't appreciate it.
Is your build good if you can't repurpose it 10 times?
Honestly, in my case, no, because I only want to repurpose my stuff. So, have you guys decided on your theme for 2022?
Nope.
Kind of.
Or have we?
Me and Liam have.
Jake,
we will
and
not
I,
be so, saying this though.
Yeah, we won't be mentioning it. We won't be going into further detail about it
until 2 months prior.
It's gonna bang.
It is.
Y'all better be with that APOC shit.
Oh, it's not. Trust me.
Good. You know that will be interesting once there's the big APOC collab.
Yeah, the recessed wall collab. That's
the recessed wall collab.
Toby let it slip to me. It's the recessed wall collab.
It could have been a cool idea. You're literally just not a visionary.
Me and Will really did come with the ideas for that, and you just poo-pooed them all.
Like, your ideas were a recessed wall. That was
yes.
it. That was
you
the entire idea.
You have to conceptualize it.
Dude,
there's
lovely
a lot of
wall right
depth.
There.
There's a lot of height, which isn't often played with. Think
yes,
about
it is.
No.
That's just the problem with Jake, though. Like, I could give Jake, a really complex, beautiful build idea, or, just any kind of idea. And
any kind of recessed wall.
No. Jake will, boil it down to something, really simple and really boring.
You literally, the idea was to have 10 different recessed walls. And that, was like,
that wasn't the idea.
You're telling me you're not inspired for that?
I'm going to find pictures of that you were drawing of it, Will. It's literally just like a pit of recessed walls.
Yeah,
it.
No, see, but you're forgetting, like, when you said it before, you forgot the pit.
Dude, don't leave out the pit. That's the most important part.
Crucial. Dude, I thought the LA River idea was actually pretty sweet, but
it's just like the LA River is cool, but it's like the ugliest thing like known to man. It's a big concrete recess.
I know,
wall.
But if it's APOC, it's gotta be ugly, so we're already at an advantage.
That's not, you gotta think about it like this. You gotta be like, wow, this is a concrete wall. We got to do something else. It's like how we go about historical builds.
This wall is only concrete. It's not recessed.
It's not recessed. There's no
pit. Like, when we go about like Ludendorff, we didn't want to just do like a field and call it Operation Barbarossa and just put 15 T-34s on it because it's like that sucks. Like that's bad. Objective bad.
Objective off.
There's the entire LEGO community is complete objectivity, by the way. There's no such thing as subjective takes in this LEGO community.
There's no such thing as subjective truth. This is so true.
Good take.
Real.
But it's like being interesting, doing something that's like not just like, you don't look at something and you're like, ah, that sucks. You don't want that to happen with your build. That's what's going to happen if you build the LA River.
Or recessed walls.
No, Jake, you're
shut up, Liam. The recessed walls will slap. You don't understand.
Cope.
Cope. Yeah, but getting into the community bits. Instead of roasting everyone, which Itlug has or has not in the past been a proponent of, allegedly, of course, what's something in the community right now that you actually really enjoy seeing, like a bit of a trend that's occurring?
I think World of Darkness has put out some of the coolest builds of the year. I think like top four builds of the year are like three World of Darkness builds.
Yeah.
I think it's a great thing for the community. Crazy vehicles. Insane scenes. The scenes that the guys are doing are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So I think World of Darkness is really cool. I've wanted to build for it for a while. Never actually will, though, I think.
All the stuff, it just really pushes the envelope. And then even like the community is actually getting people to really improve and like get new builders involved. It's really amazing what they got going on.
Yeah, no, it is. I think my favorite thing probably is like vehicle builds, and like a lot of it is like it's kind of coming from Leo, so you know it's kind of like self-serving to say it, but still I think he has some really cool stuff, like probably my favorite vehicle builder in the community.
Again, shout out Mechanics
Lego. Shout out, yeah.
It's good to see a lot of the Flickr like OGs like making comebacks that like kind of rekindling their interest in the hobby, because you know, like, their stuff was, it hit before they left, and it's just great to see it back, because, like, that's really what I always looked up to when I was, like, younger, I think, so.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. Like, super recent, seeing, like, Max come back is, like, pretty big, just because, like, I, like, are fans of Max Sweeney's builds. Like, it's clear, the influence is clear. Like, we like Max Sweeney, and it's cool to see him back. Like, the new stuff he's doing is really cool. It's just like, wow, maybe the community can start making cool historical builds again.
Itlug is pro Sweeney. But yeah, I guess we have the pandemic to thank for that, because I know quite a few of the people who came back just because now they had so much time to do something. They're like, huh, I guess I'll take a spin with Lego again. But there really has been a lot of great members to just get back in the community. It's been good.
You heard it here. Anything first. Billy's pro pandemic.
Billy supports COVID-19.
Yeah, but I guess going off the point, like it's like nice to see Flickr, like old Flickr heads coming back. Just because I joined sort of like after like all of them like left. It's like I think I'm in my Flickr in like 2019. My Instagram in 2018, I'm going to block the piece of... I'm going to block
Don't
the
do this, Will.
I can't... Never mind. I'm going to just go keep going. All right, next question, Billy.
Oh, my God. I don't know how
moving
well
forward, what were you saying, Billy?
but I don't know how well it will transfer into the wrap-up post, but there's a chat feature in the software we use to record, and just like a type chat feature, and Will constantly antagonizes Liam whenever he talks, so every time it's just he can't catch a break. But yeah, no, I agree with that, Liam. Because I can't imagine for you guys, it's like you're looking back on sort of like a ancient history. It's like, there's just no actual connection to these people. It's just like going to a museum and you're like, oh, yes, the greats that have formed what we have today.
And it's sort of interesting because there's a lot of guys that are like joining the community like just now. So for them, like putting yourself in their shoes, just their perspective on like the whole community and history of like the builds and stuff like that.
Totally.
Yeah, it might be. I didn't even think about that, but it's probably really weird for like some of these new builders. They haven't like seen some of these older things that like were like really important builds or like builders who had a major influence on stuff. So it's kind of weird to think about.
In a similar vein, then, what do you guys think of quote unquote copying in the community? Because for a lot of these people who are like new, it could be helpful to gain that practice and before you develop the style, you know, to sort of just copy what's already out there and do it for yourself. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, you kind of have to copy, like, to an extent you can copy to like what like learn and make your own style, but at the end of the day, like, if you're just copying, it's still copying. Like, if I took an iPhone and I taped a piece of like paper to it and I said, this is actually an M phone, like it's still an iPhone. It's just I taped like a stupid piece of paper to it and I'm passing it off as my own. Like, I see a lot of people doing like this. Like, I remember when Liam built a rock. Like, I saw that same rock repurposed like 30 times. And people were just like, yeah, look at this. Look at this sick rock I made.
But my rock was famous.
Dude, his rock changed lives.
You know, like, the we're rock was Liam's rock. Claim to fame right there.
It's the Liam rock.
I do remember this, though, because y'all were sending, like, pictures of it from other people, and it was literally a direct copy of the rock.
No,
it was kind of crazy.
Okay, there's no problem, to be honest, with, like, taking some liberties with people's builds and, like, making it your own, because you do learn a lot from that. The problem just comes when you're, like, kind of hesitant to credit. That's just like, I don't know, it's just,
yeah,
doesn't come off good, to be honest.
I don't think any of us like take it like personally when like someone like copies any of our builds. Like, we're not getting like we're not getting actually like angry over it or anything.
We're not starting flame wars anymore.
Oh my god.
Anymore.
Yeah. Oh my god. No, I do think we should bring back like not giving breakdowns and like gatekeep builds again. I thought that was like so funny back in the day. How, like, people would ask for breakdowns and like people would just be like, no,
nah.
Like, you don't get one.
Nah.
But like now people are selling instructions and it's making things too easy for people. We need to bring back gatekeeping.
Low key, I kind of like, I'm honored if someone like copies a thing from me. Like if they use like, if they build something that I've built and they put it in their mock. It's cool.
Okay, Peter will say this and then look at a mock that was inspired by his,
dude,
and have a breakdown in the call. He'll be like, look at this shit. Look at this shit.
Dude, that's only the case with certain builders. But, you know.
Peter, no, bro, like some kid from like some European country will build something and then like it'll slightly resemble Peter's like dumbass mock from like 2 years ago, and Peter would be like, "All right, this mock,
dude, it will more than slightly resemble like it."
Peter's like, "I'm changing lives with this shit."
going back to Liam's rock in a bit. What do you think of all the accounts that just have like one post and it's a work in progress on Instagram?
They should.
That's a thing.
Finish it off.
Wait,
yeah,
elaborate.
To post like
elaborate,
that.
Yeah.
Like, I see a lot of builders who will have, like, 1 to 3 posts, and everything else is privated, and it's only, like, incomplete mocks and work in progress.
I mean,
like, we're not really one, like, ones to talk.
We kind of don't actively post.
But okay, we put Ludendorff together. I mean, it was a scramble, but you know, we got it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with like having a slower output of builds. Like, definitely quality over quantity is important. So,
I mean, just like, I guess just post the final product. Stop posting. Most of you are just like post the final product. If like you only have like 2 posts on your account, you know.
Keep like 4 posts this year, Liam, and half of them are whip pics.
Damn. Okay.
True. Real. Okay. Real.
Too real.
Real.
Good thing Liam can't see the chat right now after taking a piece of paper. Otherwise, he'd be crying.
No, I think like those. I think they should post more, of course. Like, I think the people who like private everything they build is a little silly. Like, if you put out a bad build, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, like, I think it's better to keep those up because like it just shows the growth. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
But there are some stuff where I like see a build and they private. I'm like, yeah, better off doing that. But I mean, I have a lot of stuff in my archive of just like I used to ship post a lot, like 2019.
Still do.
I have never ship post in my life. Starting recently, that's like my New Year's resolution of 2020 was to not ship post, and I never did this year. But I used to ship post all the time.
Yeah, like, no, me too. It was pretty.
It was bad too. Like, it was like clinically unfunny stuff. Like, it was just like stuff like if I saw someone post today, I would like groan out loud. Like, I would just be like, oh.
I second that. I second that.
Diagnosably cringe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have quite a few of like my posts archived. I actually should go through now and archive more because there's some I really dislike at this point.
Especially your newest post, Billy.
Billy, can you archive your whole page, please?
I might. I really might just delete it all after this post.
We gotta push him over the edge.
We don't get any better than this. But you got to keep some of the really early stuff just to show the growth. All right, so this is going to be an attack at Will, but do you guys share your hobby with your real life friends at all? Because it's something I find that a lot of younger community members are shy about doing, and understandably so, because of like a lack of awareness of how people might actually perceive it, and there is like sort of. Dynamics in school that would make it difficult, but
dude, yeah, no, little kids are assholes. Like if it comes up, like I'll show my friends like my fucking Instagram and they'll be like, oh, that's neat, and then that's kind of it. So
it really depends, because like especially in high school, because like so many people are caught up in like the most pointless drama and making like the biggest deals out of nothing. So like in high school, I feel like, you know, I definitely, like, shied away, and I still kind of don't like to reveal this that much, because, like, it's just, like, a hobby, so I don't think it's that deep. But it also depends on, like, the crowd that you're around. So, like, you know, for Liam, I know it works out really well, but, you know, he spends his days, like, what, T-posing with people? And, like,
right, with the cross-country team.
You know what, Will? die, literally. This is what I mean. This is just like
Liam,
every day.
Liam
in a
call. And Caleb. Liam and Caleb are like, guys, look at my new Lego post. Share that shit.
Okay, Peter, you have absolutely no room to talk. You have less room to talk than me.
Mad, I know that Liam like told us that, like he told a few friends, and then like I was like, oh, like good for him. And then I remembered that like Liam marched down the hall like singing.
Whoa. No. Okay. Like actually, shut the. I'm not even gonna say anything. I'm not.
You know what, Liam? Cry about it. Go put on your Ushanka and cry about it.
Okay. Dude, if Caleb was here, oh my god, he'd be getting this right now.
I wish Caleb was here so we could be getting this.
I'm like open about Legos to my friends. I don't like show them my account though, just because like I have a lot of people over my house and I don't like hide my Legos on my desk from them. But right, at the same time, like I don't want to advertise everything I do. Build, because it's hard to explain like why I'm building a World War II like Nazi bridge.
Yeah, it's a little awkward when they ask about like why the Adolf Hitler figure is so accurate.
Why there's a little awkward. Weed Hitler on my desk? Why? No, but like, I mean, I show a lot of my friends my CB of just like movies. Like I have the Big Lebowski set, and me and all my friends love the Big Lebowski.
Some of my friends love the CB shit like exclusively. They're like, this is sick.
I mean, when it comes to high school, yeah, like earlier, like that's why I created a Lego Instagram account, just because I'd be like scrolling through like my normal like Instagram feed in like school, and if like anyone like looked over at my phone, like they'd just see like Lego, and I just got like self-conscious about that, so I
literally more embarrassing than scrolling porn in school.
yeah, like more Lego. Like oh, this dude's definitely a virgin. Okay.
For me, it's, like, the complete opposite with, like, still having a Lego account, at least. Like, when I first started, it was, of course, like, I don't want, like, people from my school knowing I build Lego. Now it's, like, I don't want people from, like, this community, like, these little, like, goblins knowing anything about my
Lego. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, no, that's actually facts, though, because, like, I remember, like, after every break fair after 2018, some kid would always request my Instagram, and I'd turn it down. And I'd get the same request about 50 times for the next, like, 4 months.
Dude, oh, okay.
shout out to Spencer, because he actually has really grown up since I saw him last Brick Fair, in comparison to the old times. But like a couple years back, maybe probably like 4 years now, he's tracked down my personal Instagram just because it's like was my name, and so he followed it, and I just saw like the request pending there, and I'm like, bro, the lack of awareness is just astounding.
He's like one of the I blocked his account on my personal, his Lego account. I follow him on his like personal now, but like I was like I knew about the stories of him trying to follow people, and I just like blocked him as precaution, just like off the bat.
Dude, I remember but I he's did a cool that. Kid. I did that. Like I tried to follow some people's like personal on my Lego.
Oh, you were one of those people?
Dude,
oh,
you were no. one of those people, Jake. Come no, on. I was yes, not. You were.
I swear to God.
Yes,
I,
you were.
I used to be like a weird kid or whatever, but nah, I was never were. To the point where I was not requesting Max's account back in the day or anything like that. Like,
oh no. But while we're on the topic, like with a lot of the kids nowadays, like, yeah, us when we were younger, we might not have had like the cleanest track record. I mean, like, who does, right? Like, when you're young, you're probably annoying. Like, my first interaction with like Toby wasn't really the greatest, and like. For all, like, actually, with Danny wasn't the best either. But, like,
nobody can.
Will, you got a spare? Talk. You got a spare AK receiver?
You got jokes. No, but like, also, we weren't like overly obnoxious. Like kids nowadays, like I've had like three kids from the same like group sending pictures and like videos of dudes just like making out.
And you liked it?
No, and I'm just like sitting there like, damn, this kid's like 12 sending this. What am I like? What am I supposed to do here?
Will, like, tells us about this shit. He's like, yeah, just, like, saved it to my camera.
Yeah, no, but, like, see, like, that's the thing, though. Like, these kids will be sending me, like, borderline porn. And then I have to – see, it's annoying because I have to deal with getting the message and then them going, like, what do you think? And then I have to deal with the aftermath. And then, yeah. For the sauce.
No. And then you have to – No, yeah, Will, and then you have to deal with the aftermath, which is you moving those photos from your camera roll into, like, private folders. No.
Liam, dog, I think you're projecting, man.
Nah, you're projecting for sure.
Actually, wait, no, let me give some context on my first interaction with Toby.
Please.
Oh, this is good.
No, these guys know this story well, but it's a pretty good story.
Legendary right, member, so, intense potato.
Yeah. Intense potato. So I remember it was like my freshman year. It's like, what's that first, what's the Star Wars movie? Force Awakens?
Dude, I remember this. I remember this. Oh yeah, my Luke God. Just
like dips, right?
Yeah.
So I remember somebody posted like a Star Wars build, and it was based, it was like inspired by Force Awakens. And I left a comment because I saw like, I think it was Seth who made a joke about it earlier, but I thought it was pretty funny. So I just kind of like, you know, control C, control V the joke. And I was like, oh, I really liked how, like, Luke just kind of gives up and dies at the end. And for whatever reason, that, like, really picked a nerve with Toby. And he's like, oh, you little douchebag. Like, what if people haven't seen this movie? You're spoiling for them. And I like, basically responded like, oh, cope, spud boy. And and Toby wasn't too, Toby wasn't exactly overjoyed by that response. So that was my first ever interaction with him.
That's so base. Was that on Flickr or
yeah,
on
yeah, yeah, that was on Flickr, Flickr, dude.
Oh, that's legendary. So legendary. That makes it so much better. Oh man, Flickr was just,
dude, I feel bad for the people who like, because even in 2017 you could still sometimes find like really funny flame wars
just right in, like,
random
right
comment sections, but it's just not around anymore.
People don't know nowadays.
Yeah. It's probably for the best, but still
we should uncover some posts that had like legendary dude, flame wars.
Dude, I have just one reposting. I have one privately. I have one where it's like 118 comments or some shit.
That's great. Those were good times. I wish I got myself involved more during them, but I just would sit there and scroll. Like,
I was completely unaware of the flame wars going on around that time.
Yeah, I mean, just, no, but like, no, because like, Liam, you came in later, but like, Jake, Peter, and I were there for it. But like, as bad as it might have been for the community, I honestly think that when people were being like absolutely horrible to each other, that's when we stuck together the best.
Interesting take.
You know what? You might be onto something. I like this.
To revitalize the community.
Hear me out. This is like some people... shitty pro war take.
No, no, this, that's not it. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Dick Cheney.
People. You form closer bonds when you have a common enemy.
Real.
Case in point. Wheat builds in 2018.
That shit was so funny. He would get in the beef on anything. You could look at him wrong, and it was he would try to drag you for yes. it. So
you start
good.
Doing it again. I yeah, no, because
I mean, look, I back, love Alex. Alex is
take
a great
me back,
guy,
Alex. Bring it back.
I remember, like when I first joined, I would send him like a whip pic of like just some like random figure that I made for fun, and Alex, who was like what, like 2 years older than me, would be like, "All right, kid,
I'm kid, kill you. Yourself."
Like. He'd look at the picture, give it a nice little like look over, and he'd be like, "All right, I'm gonna be real with you, dog. You should quit."
There's no way. There's no nice way to say it, and I can't lie to you. Just quit.
Yeah, he was keeping it real.
No, but those were like the days. That's like when Jake, Peter, and I were like coming up. So that was like an interesting time.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Around that time, I was just waiting for Tomcat 15's D-Day to come out. It's a shame it never came out.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah, no, he's still working on it.
Is he really?
No, I don't know.
Dude.
How do you feel about the state the community's in now as opposed to when you guys started?
I will do this one. He always talks about this.
I just feel like the kids nowadays are a little bit more like off the hook, like a little bit more out of pocket. Like I said before, like, okay, if you idolize somebody and you think that they're great, just shoot them a message. Be like, "Hey man, I think your latest post is like really cool." Don't send them like two pictures of like guys making out. Like, what am I supposed to take from that? You know?
Yeah. I think
so far, I think the community right now, like, we're seeing more activity, which is like really great. And then, you know, there's like a couple like drawbacks to that, but for the most part, it's been pretty good. No complaints.
Yeah.
No, I think the community's at a pretty good point right now. I think there's a lot of good builds coming out, a lot better than like 2 years ago. Like 2 years ago, the community sucked, honestly.
Yeah. I think people on average are like putting out a lot better stuff. There's just like a lot of new faces.
Yeah, and I think on the minifig side, you could even see that more abundant. There's been so many, like, brand new people to get into minifig stuff, and they're just killing it right away. It's probably, like,
yeah, that's the problem. Best. We need less fake customizers.
Minifig community's ever been, like, period. So, although you guys are mostly builders, a big part of the third-party community has been Citizen Brick, and that's Citizen Brick Collecting, and that's obviously changed a lot since the beginning days. How do you guys feel about the state of Citizen Brick? Because people from the old days are often critical of the direction and state it is in now.
I mean, yeah, no, like, I always see people complaining, and we always see, like, people from our end complaining about, like, the military, and, like, people will be like, "Oh, no Marpat, no, like, German," and then when it drops, they'll buy, like, one. You know? Like, and at the
real,
end of the,
real,
like at the end of the day, like CB is a company, so Joe's probably just gonna move towards whatever like benefits him the most. And it's not like pop culture's been like the worst. Like I've been a big fan of like the recent drops. Like I'm very into the Sopranos, so I was very happy with that. But I know that Jake has like some interesting, maybe not so interesting, but I know he has a take on it.
He got takes.
He has a take at minimum.
We've like the exact same view on it, basically. Like I was like clowning on Leo a while ago for, because he was like getting all upset in the CB comment section, like, we need more military. Why can't you make this specific Nazi or this specific army man?
Like, why, Joe, why haven't you made my favorite Nazi yet?
Joe, where's my Hermann Göring figure?
Everybody is always like up the wall being like, we need military, we need military. And when it drops, they don't buy anything. Like, I don't buy CB military anymore.
No, me neither.
Because, like, I mean, it does suck. I think CB kind of sucks now.
He's coming straight out the gate.
A lot of their pop culture stuff is cool. I just wish he did, like, I like the Sopranos set. I should say that. I think the Sopranos were cool. The Shining set was sick, but like, I think he's missing a big opportunity with Squid Game when he drops that. He's dropping that, like, he might have to wait for season two or something, because like, literally, who's gonna buy the Squid Game pack like 3 months after the show came out?
Oh my god! No, I mean, I want to add on that, because like a lot of the new stuff, like the new military stuff, I'm not too big on. Like, it's cool, but I don't really have a use for it. And I actually kind of like the shift. Like, I like a lot of the older military stuff, which, like, I have some of, which is nice. But I like the shift towards more, like, I guess, civilian-esque stuff. Because, like, some of it, you can just use it more dynamically with, like, figures for, like, builds or whatever.
That is the best thing about CB, is the versatility of, like,
it's
their
so
stuff.
Much more versatile. Yeah. Like, if you have, like, a World War II build, you can use, like, you can have, like, whatever, one of the suit figures from, I don't know, one of their agents, whatever. You can have it as, like, just a civilian. Like, it's just a lot more dynamic.
Yeah. This is, like, the coldest take of all time.
Fuck you, dude.
Especially now. No, I'm not. I'm
I lost my train
take.
Of thought.
Not you. Not your take. I'm not being mean to you.
Oh, okay.
About the new CB sleeves. Oh my god, they are so lame.
Yeah, like, no, the CB sleeves are a big miss,
you know,
which is pretty unfortunate.
I gotta say, though, I didn't like them basically at all, like everyone else did when they first came out, just being a little too large compared to, like, Tiny Tactical stuff. But now that he's coming out with them with printing on it, the print really takes away from the bulkiness, and I'm actually quite a fan.
Didn't he print? This sounds like something a corporate puppet.
He printed. Didn't he print?
This is what a separate shill would say.
Yeah, Billy, we know Joe paid you off.
I'm sorry. I'm just not as based as Jake to come out and say I hated it right out the gate.
I just think, like, the new Tiger Stripe figure, such a sick, like, print, really, really cool. And then he just chokes the sleeves, like, so hard.
I would have loved alternative where there was, like, a full arm and the sleeved.
That would have been cool. And
also, the figure, instead of being $25, was back to $15 or maybe $20.
Oh, my God.
I can get Joe's trying to get his money up, like, respect. But at the same time, like, I'm trying to get my money up, too. I can't afford this. So
it's the same for like, their events. Because their figures were $15 at one point, right?
Yeah, now
like,
they're $20.
Yeah. I forgot what CB did. It was like the first one that I was in. Jake, do you remember that one? It's like when they still had a lot of older military. Three or four,
I mean,
yeah.
They're doing the same prints that they used to. It's just they're doing them on the updated designs.
Yeah, true.
Which is like, I think the whole like V2, V3, V4, whatever German thing is like completely blown out of proportion. Like, people act like it's like the biggest deal in the world that their Germans are cleaner now. It's all dumb. Like, if you want rough-looking Nazis, go buy the TMC ones.
Based.
Speaking of, TMC is great. though his Star Wars stuff is actually kind of cool, the recent stuff.
Oh, like the clone?
Just the prince itself. I don't like his helmets. I don't like any of the helmets he's been coming out with.
Like, you got to give props to TMC. Like, they definitely do, like, come off sometimes copying other companies and whatnot, but
100%.
Big shout out to TMC because, you know, I did make a lot of money reselling it.
No, I just wish Garrett, like, tackled pop culture that, like, isn't being touched by any of the companies. Like, he only makes stuff that other people are making, which is, like, there's so many cool properties he could do. And that's, like, when he strives. Like, he really is on top when he does something unique for pop culture stuff. At least.
Like, I'm not gonna, just doesn't happen. Raise his
Nazis. We could really say that for all the companies. Like, that's really the one thing that irks me the most is people who will just – not even if they copy it, but just touch an IP just after somebody else has, like, without giving it, like, an exponentially different take on it. Like, it's just such a waste of resources, in my opinion. Like, I'd rather see them do something unique that's not actually available to the community yet.
Yeah, especially Joe Dirt. That one blew my mind that TMC and Minibigs were both making a fucking Joe Dirt figure at the same time.
Right.
Like, in all honesty, there's probably like 60 people in America who are like really gunning for a Joe Dirt figure. So I guess like their options are filled now, but still, like, it's like such a weird thing to make. I'm going through the minifig co-page right now. I'm
Dude, not literally me too. I literally just scrolled past the Joe Dirt fig.
But like the taxi driver fig, like, it's basically identical to Joe's. Just, I guess this one is arm printing. But his Star Wars stuff is cool. Like, his Scout Trooper that he recently dropped is actually sick. But it's a $30 Scout Trooper. Like, I'm not going to buy it.
I like the Hoth Troopers. Mm. They're sick.
But yeah, the increase in prices going back on, like, Citizen Brick stuff has actually made me a lot more particular on what pieces I actually buy. So I guess that's a good thing in a way. But
maybe Joe's trying to get you collectors laid.
He's going to try a lot.
He's looking out for
try him. A lot harder, but... appreciate it.
Okay, guys, I'm just trying to help you guys.
This is for your own good. You just don't know it yet.
There's a pack of deodorant that comes with each minifig now.
Stud club reward of just a pack of deodorant. Goodness. But yeah, minifigs ain't cheap anymore. What was it? Sean sent in the chat that he picked up the Brickmania, the recent figure, and it was like $37.
Brickmania figs have always been like insanely like expensive. I like the older like MRE stuff. just because coming up in like 2017, like that was the stuff that that was the like first figs that I was buying, like World War II like military stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just appreciate like the old style, and it's like still like a niche with like the digital printing. Like, I enjoy it. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's like the price is going up and people being like super picky with their prints now is why like a lot of people aren't using that much third party anymore, especially compared to how they used to.
Like, which is honestly a good thing.
I'm glad that people are like using less third party. It's opening up like more creativity with figures and just more unique figures in general, because there's so many of the same like TMC Nazi on the exact same build that you see over and over and over again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a
variants to sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
It's just like, it's like, oh, we want like this specific like SS division. Dude, like bro, like,
can we get the 89 Waffen?
Can we get like the 12th Panzer division? Like that's just dumb stuff. You know?
Yeah, no,
it's a breath of fresh air to see more like simplistic figures.
You know what's really neat though on Brickmania is it's like a lot of their printed accessories. Like, they have this RDD fig that has like armor and shit.
Oh yeah,
Jake got at Brick Fair, and I was eyeing one too. Like, that stuff is really neat.
Their resin printing game has been unreal.
Yeah,
I think they'd make a ton of money if they started selling those separately. Like, they could tax hard too.
Like, they sell some separately, but yeah, even if they were selling it like an egregious price, people would buy it instead of having to buy the full fig.
Take notes, Dan.
If they were selling like those fast helmets for like $8 a piece, which would be egregious, like it should be like a $4 to $5, but I know somebody people would buy a few at least instead of having to pay $30 on a figure. But please, if you're going to sell them for like $4. So put on the story for some questions. Not much came in, but we got some good stuff from Gabe's Lego, friend of the pod. Who is the freshest Ite Lugger
Will
in terms of
Park.
Dress?
10 dinos.
Absolutely.
There's this infamous picture. Came out today, actually. Came out like an hour ago.
Just dropped.
Already engraved into my mind. But yeah, it's... He looks fly. 24/7.
It'll be in the wrap-up.
Can we blur your face, Will? Can we put like a Lego head on you?
Yeah.
We'll put your profile pic as the face. You can't keep those thighs all to yourself. They have to see the light of day, Will.
Yeah, those hairless thighs.
That's facts. All
right. Y'all want to go into a copper drop?
I guess.
Yes.
This is going swimmingly. This is going great.
We did it, guys.
Swimmingly.
You know,
I'm always the X factor for this right now.
Word choice, because at Brickfair, I was like, oh, sweet, the door's ajar. And then Liam and Jake just start cackling, like, who the fuck says a jar nowadays?
Dude, who says a jar, though? Like, you sound like you're living in, like, medieval Europe.
Will got a dictionary, like, up his ass 24-7.
That's not even true. And, you know, even Big Man, like, he's like, I pass by him, I'm like, oh, sweet, the door's ajar. And he looks at me, he's like, what the fuck?
Will's like, let me take a look at my thesaurus and see what words I will utilize today.
I don't sound like a second grader when I talk, Peter.
Does anyone want to go to the Citizen Brick booth and barter?
I will barter with Joseph from Citizen Brick.
That scallywag. Never putting out any aesthetically pleasing prints.
When did I get a British accent in the middle of all of this?
You're British now, sorry.
All right, so going into Copper Drop, you got the first item up is the Brick Arms M4 Wicked John Wick little blaster with the M-Lock barrel, P-Mag, absolutely incredible. How are you guys feeling on this? Is it a cop or a drop?
Maybe I'll pick one up. It kind of really depends on the price point, because a lot of the newer Brick Arms, like drops have been like $3 or $4 per gun, which I'm not too keen of. So really depends on that.
Got you.
We'll definitely be dropping because it is just, it's not something I'd use. So that's just all. But it's pretty neat. It's pretty cool.
Personally, I'll be dropping as well. No real interest in it. I didn't even think it was a new gun when I first saw it.
He's like, why is Joe reposting this M4? Why is it?
It looks good, though, looking at the picture. Like, it is cool. It's just, I don't build modern, so I don't really have a use for it.
Understandable. Yep. Last up, Liam.
Yeah, probably dropping. Just same reason as Jake and Peter. Just no real use for it in the feet, like, building, you know? Don't do that.
Actually, no, on the topic of buying the gun, I'll probably contemplate buying it, talk to Jake about it, and then never end up buying it.
What has been this for every single slave iteration since the UCS set? Like, he's like, oh, I need the slave one, and then talks about it until it retires, and then like a week later he'll like surf eBay and be like, why is it so expensive?
Actually, no, that's true. I get a bigger kick out of talking about and thinking about things I want to buy than actually buying them.
This is true.
For real.
Instead of watching movies, phenomenon. Will reads movie plots about them and then tells me that the movie sucks afterwards. After Spider-Man came out, I asked him if he like saw the new Spider-Man movie, and he's like, yeah, I read the plot. It sucked. Just like left it at that.
We were playing Fortnite the other night, and Jake's like, oh, what movies do you like, Will? And then Will lists out some movies, and then Jake's like, oh, you like a Grave of Fireflies, because, like, you know, that's your Flickr username? He's like, no, I just, like, read the plot. I thought it was pretty cool.
This is context.
This is the exact context that happened.
This is exactly what happened. This isn't even, like, I'm not making shit up.
Liam's just mad at me because I made fun of Liam for correcting his teacher when they were learning about World War II.
That's
like, you heard it here first. Like, when the teacher starts talking about, like, I don't know, Stalingrad or something, Liam sits in the corner and corrects him every step of the way.
This is... Will's, like, fabricating shit right now.
Nah, this is all true. I was there.
I was the teacher.
Dude, I was the teacher.
Next up, something certainly everyone has a use for. We have Citizen Brick, these mini minifigures printed with some underwear and neutral face. How are you guys feeling about them?
It's cool, but probably will not buy.
They're nice, but
they'll probably end up lost in my case with no real use, so I'm gonna have to pass on these.
A few years ago, I would have ate these up, but looking at it now, this is a hard pass for me. Dude. I don't think anyone will ever find a use for these.
These are just straight choking hazards. I just realized they don't even have the base. I thought these were like the Lego molds, but I just realized they're like the actual.
Yeah, no. No, probably drafting. I don't really usually buy stuff like this anyways. So yeah.
Yeah. Drop. I believe they're on the scale of being held in a minifigure's hand, so
probably, yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, yeah, it might be like a cool gag thing, like a lot of the CDs, like some of their stuff is, but mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely unique just on the usability end when that's like your high priority.
They could probably do a cool figure with them, but I don't know anyone.
Cool. So last up here, we have from Crazy Bricks, recently released after their Kickstarter, is the Crazy Legs. There's all sorts of poses here, but the, yeah, how are you feeling about those?
Personally, I think they're kind of cool. Like, some of the poses are really helpful. They have, like, a kneeling one, I think.
Yeah, and, yeah.
I mean, it's something you can still do it with, like, normal Lego legs. It's just kind of a hassle, and sometimes it doesn't look the best. So I think it's neat, and I definitely might buy a few at some point and just give it a try.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I definitely caught, just because I have a lot of memories of just like trying to take legs off like the hip pieces to like make new poses, and they'd always end up breaking.
Snap into pins.
Yeah, it was just like really painful to go through, you know, that process. And interesting poses, again, what Peter said. So yeah, cop.
For me, it's going to be a drop. I do think they're cool. They're very nice. But I bought some crazy arms at Brick Fair, and I never ended up using them. And I just think this exact same thing would happen with these. Like, I would buy them, just never use them ever. So I'm just going to save my money.
Yeah, good point, Jake.
But yeah, I do think they're like.
They look pretty interesting, but I don't really think I'll have a good use for them. But you know, if I see them around, I'll probably like, you know, play around with them. But I don't think I'd buy them myself.
I changed my mind. I hate these because I remembered that the one guy who makes the CD port started using them.
And, Mike Ozichki.
Yeah. So
huge legend.
Huge drop. Friend now of the pod. After seeing what he did that.
What Jake said about the crazy arms. My crazy arms from Brick Fair are like still sitting in like that giant box that I have not sorted.
Dude, I still have all. I have my plates still fucking all together. I just have not sorted anything.
I haven't broken a build down in the past like 5 years. Anything I've built has just been put into a box.
Well, okay, Billy, that's because you put like one thing in the last.
No, there is more than one thing.
Okay, two.
Thank you for being accurate. Now it's...
Yeah.
But yeah, Crazy Bricks just announced who he's doing another iteration of the arms. There's some cool poses. I would have made it for the copper drop, but it was difficult to get actual like pictures of it. But they actually looked. They almost reminded me of like stuff from Lego Movie or something like that, where the animation style's sort of breaking down the form of the figure, and they're like bending at weird angles. But it looks like sort of natural for the style. They came out pretty nice.
Looking at the Crazy Bricks page. These Spider-Man crazy arms are sick.
Yes. Like
the train scene.
I just
that's
saw
actually
that, yeah.
Badass.
Yeah, in collaboration with people that they would actually print on the Spider-Man arms is super cool.
I don't like, I'm not that big of a superhero guy, but like all these superhero customs like have me like geeking. Like I think they're so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like all these new Spider-Man customs with the new movie, all sick.
All right, guys. We made it through. Thank you all for being on. This was less cancerous. I can't wait to edit it. I don't know how it'll turn out.
I saved it single-handedly.
We need to talk about gatekeeping at MCP.
Oh, no, we do. We do. We do. So it was like, I think we were looking at like some of the old heads coming back, and Jake and I were like, well, actually, mostly me. I was just like, yo, you know what we should do?
It'd be really funny.
Gatekeep all the stuff they sold.
Dude, let's fucking prank them. Just not sell them anything.
I can't imagine, though, being an old head and coming back, trying to get, like, a single CB head back, and then seeing that prices shot up, like,
yeah, it must be 500%. Because some of these people, like, when they quit, some things like MMCB were still around a little bit, I think, because they went away, like, what, end of 2019, something like that. But it must be weird to, like, come back and see, like, some of these capes selling for, like, 20 a piece, which is ridiculous, but regardless, it's just weird.
I like how expensive stuff is, because I have a bunch of stuff that kids want, and that's just common in a brick.
Jake, does that give you a power chip or something?
This is true.
No, actually, honestly, like, the appreciated value of things, I like it only when it works in my favor. Like, yep. I'm not gonna lie. Yep. I'm not gonna lie. Like, if it doesn't work in my favor, I hate it. Every inch of my soul.
I mean, I've never, like, had to, like, pay that much. You just have to, like,
you know, get you Billy know to sell to you. It.
But even then, Billy does not give the best prices. Like,
very true.
Infamous scammer.
Infamous. You just have to know where to look. Like, I remember, I mean, it's not like this anymore, but, like, I remember, like, a few years back, like, on Flickr, you could still sometimes find people selling, like, pretty hard, or, like, harder to come by CB for, like, decent prices. Like, I remember I bought a bunch of E2 Germans for like 5 or 6 a piece, which isn't like an amazing price, but like at the time they were like still harder to come by, so it was like good to get them.
Retail price isn't a good price for an old item.
I mean, some of it was bad quality, man. Some of it was scratched up, but that was like the freebies that I got, so it was all good.
We talked about this a lot before. Me and Billy at least talked about this a little bit, but it was the idea. When Brick Fair 2020 got canceled, we talked about what like Brick Fair would be like with the new market, like the new inflated market about getting deals at Brick Fair, and it like stayed the same. Like I was still getting good deals left and right in person. Maybe you're just taking advantage of old heads who don't know what they have anymore. But
as I was saying, shout out Nate for hooking us up with
MLC. Oh yeah, Nate did. Dude, Nate sold us. Oh my god, I should have bought more. Yeah, I remember when he sold us at MMCB.
That was great. So that we had a bunch of World War One MMCB.
Yeah,
but
what you were saying about Jake? What was crazy this year? What's his name? Freaking huge clone army guy.
David Hall?
David Hall, of course. I knew it was something like that.
His stuff, I remember that. Oh my god.
He put out a table at the yard sale. He literally told people, like, $100 you could have the whole table. I wish I was there earlier enough, because I literally would have. I would have threw it all in my car. Because there was a bunch of loose bricks and everything. But in some of the bins was, like, actual custom stuff. And he had, like, packaged brick, citizen brick tiles and stuff like that. It was ridiculous.
I remember, wait. Didn't Wyatt buy a bunch of those, Jake?
Yeah, yeah, he bought the whole bag. Yep.
Damn.
Dude. So, yeah, I mean, there's still deals to find.
That's true. Shout out George. He hooked me up this year. He got me some good stuff at the bin. Sorry. I'm trying to talk for a second.
This is why we can't have a 3-hour episode.
Big shout out to George for selling me Alien after many years.
Oh, that's how Will got Gucci too.
Oh yeah, no, like big shout out to George for letting his Gucci go, and big shout out to Toby for like semi facilitating it, because George was like on the fence, and then Toby comes in and says, "Bro, that's $200 in gas money."
That was funny back in the days. I don't know who the two people were. I think one of them was a Braley that I bought from, and this is like 2016 or so, and they had It was like two misprint figures from a Citizen Brick Day or whatever. And I was going to pay the price that Braley like said. And then the person that was with him literally told him to like talk to Braley down in front of me. He's like, "No, give it to the kid for less. It's the only word." Like, and I was like, Braley was just like, "All right, I guess."
Dude, like, clutch.
Cucked his man right in front of him. It was messed up.
Billy
but
planted
I paid less.
Like a, Billy planted like a sleeper agent. Some shit. He's like, talking down.
This reminds me, back in February, Toby was selling like a lot. And so Jake and I are in a call, and we're talking, and Jake's like, "You should have hit up Toby for this like lot of torsos." I'm like, "Cool." He's like, "Yeah, Toby told me that he sold me the lot for like I think it was like 32 or something." So I'm like, So I go into Toby's DMs. I'm like, can I get this lot for like 32? And that was my offer. He's like, nah, like 36, man.
And then Liam didn't even try and say anything. He was just like, okay.
No, okay, I got him down. He was not budging. I went down to 34, but he did not budge further.
34? Yo, $2 off.
Yeah, I'm not forgiving Toby for this. Dude. It's fucked up.
When I put the thing on my story, Toby messaged, responded to. He's like, oh, no way. So, shout out Toby if you actually listen to this one. I'm sorry.
Shouts out to Toby's roommate, Martin.
Yo, bring him in.
He actually DM'd me about this a while ago. He's like, you need to get on the Billy Pod. Like, that'd be crazy.
Dude, I love Martin.
Much love for Martin. We were just talking
big
today.
Friend of the pod.
He told me I should get on Icon Brick, the person who's been making those album covers. And
I saw that. I saw him on TikTok, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. I heard that's where he had gotten a start, so I definitely want to get him on. But... big fan of Martin. Mr. Brickman, huge account. If you don't know,
huge shouts.
Shout out Brickman's sig fig at Brickfair 2019.
RIP.
Got absolutely destroyed by a burger promoter.
Who would win,
dude?
That's a myth. That never happened. Imagine a 3-hour episode of just Liam trying to think of what to say.
I forget my name.
I like Legos. What was the question? I blanked
out.
Hey,
so you should listen to this band, Car Seat Headrest.
Oh my god. Have you ever heard of JPEG Mafia?
I like the microphones.
Oh, shout out every Lego trainer out there. Like, shout out Liam.
Shout out Toby.
They're few and far between, but we respect our
trainers. I saw some kid with an Apex for profile pictures, so he's probably heard of Blade. Shout out him. I have an idea.
Okay.
I have a great idea to talk about. I'm going to pass the idea over to Will.
What's the idea?
Come up with it.
Oh, dude, we should talk about how much we hate
Before we wrap up here, any hot takes you want to get off your chest, let them loose. This is your moment.
I don't have any,
dude.
I hate you. Oh my god.
Oh, dude, this guy's fucking E-Giant. Shit.
We play Clash Royale.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said this before. Oh my god.
Dude, I said this at the beginning.
Guys, is it okay if I play Clash Royale during the pod?
Hey. He never said no. Never said no.
Okay,
I think.
Actual hot take. Okay. Here's my hot take. I thought of a hot take finally.
Why are there pencils on this?
Dude, Peter, stop being a hater.
It's glow in the dark pencils.
Now let me be a hater for a minute.
Okay.
I am sick and tired of seeing existing sci-fi properties.
Oh my, you said this before. We don't care, Jake.
No, you're just mad because you're wrapped into this. Your stupid Mandalorian figure with the night vision goggles sucks. It's a bad figure. It sucks.
Yo,
keep this in.
I just like... I think it's so dumb when I see a stormtrooper, but he's wearing a modern vest.
Yeah, or if there's a First Order enforcer with handcuffs, that looks dumb as hell.
I just think that stuff is super lame. Like, I don't like it.
Cool.
Wait, so did the podcast officially end at this point? Or
no.
Is there still recordable content?
Dude, it's still recording right now.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, that's
it's still
a good
recording.
Take on my side.
Jake, shut the fuck up.
Let me think. This was great.
Yeah, no, this actually went pretty well. Good job, guys.
It was nice sitting on the block for a while.
I'm proud of you all. I'm proud of you guys. We were able to pretend for an hour and a half that we are actually good
insane.
Friends for multiple years now.
Yeah.
It wasn't really evident in the past recording, but we made it through. Any final words or thoughts from any of you guys?
Free take,
So true.
Rip Betty White.
Oh, yeah, for real.
This one's for the gerbil. This one's for Lou.
Rest in peace,
little man.
He lived a good year.
Did he really only live a year?
Dude, he lived like a year and a half, pretty much.
Dude, your hamster fucking blows.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Okay, wait, no, Billy, ask the thing again. Any closing takes?
That is the closing take.
All right. Thank you all for coming on. Any final thoughts or last words from you guys?
Yeah, if any of you listeners, like you younger guys, want to get closer to us, just shoot Liam a message and say you want to play Among Us with him.
Yeah, please message Liam for any
fan.
Inquiries.
It's a dying franchise and not enough players are online.
Yeah.
Okay, ask it again.
Oh my god.
Okay, no, I'll be serious this time.
Thank you guys for coming on. It was a good time. We actually were able to pretend for over an hour that we have been good friends, you know, for years now. And it kind of showed in the conversation, I think. So it was a good time. Long time coming that we had this episode. Any final thoughts?
No.
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 No. No.
I hate you guys. Damn, this is it.
The feeling is mutual.
No, but this was a pretty good time. Billy, you were adequate at best, as always. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we truly appreciate your presence and hosting this.
Yeah, this cool. has been like the most mid hour and a half of my life. I'm excited. I'm overjoyed.
All right, I'm cutting it. And there we go. Another episode for the books. Thank you guys for coming on. Despite all the challenges, it really was a fun time. And if you're listening right now and you don't know any of these guys, check out the Instagram wrap-up post. All of their accounts will be tagged there. They're some of the best builders around, so they are definitely worth a follow. I think that's really all there is to say. I'm glad you listened. If you made it all the way through, I don't know how you did it. I hope you enjoyed it. It really was a fun time recording, and I hope that it was a fun time listening as well. That's all for this week. Make sure to come back next episode as I talk with Al from Minibigs.